Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about honoring yourself. This subject came about because I was speaking to a few different people this past week about some of the challenges they were having in their relationships with friends that they've had over a period of years, in one case, and a younger person who has developed into something that may be different than what her parents may feel she is. So let me go into this a little bit deeper so you understand where I'm coming from. In the first situation, I was speaking to a person who I'm rather close to about the fact that she's ready to move away. The first would be because she has a lot of friends that she met back in college and a little bit post-college. This is a young woman in her 30s or so. At that time, she was going through some emotional struggles. And as a result of that, she attracted other people who are going through a lot of emotional struggles. Well, in her case, she's really developed to the point where she doesn't really want to be around people who are constantly creating drama, are codependent with her, meaning that they depend on her too much, either to spend time with her or to help them out in some way or another. It's just gotten really old for her. And so she's in a place now where she's ready to make a change. And part of that change is leaving the East Coast and going to the West Coast so that she can do what I call a life reset, like hitting the reset button on your life. Because it is only when we let go of that which isn't working for us any longer that we can allow new things to come in. And that's a good thing, because we only have so much time to put into our relationships. We need to be proactive and discerning in terms of the people that we have around us. It's really important so that we don't feel drained by those folks who are in our lives. In the other case, I'm dealing with a young woman. She's 18 years old. And she's having some issues around, well, she says, her parents not understanding who she is at this point in her life. In so many cases where kids have difficulties, I'm talking emotional difficulties, learning difficulties, where their parents have had to be very hands-on with them to help them along in their growth and development. Well, sometimes there comes a time in a kid's life when the parent isn't really able to hear what the kid is trying to tell them. And it gets really frustrating. So what happens is the kid shuts down and gives the answers that they feel the parent wants to hear, so the parent will leave them alone. There's two problems with this. First, if there's no communication, nothing can change. And second, if the kid doesn't feel like they're being understood or heard, they feel there's nowhere they can go for peace and solace. And that's a problem. This is especially important if you have a kid who has come through addictions issues and the addictions haven't been a problem for several years, and the parent, and maybe even the friends, are waiting for the other foot to drop, for them to fall backwards, instead of celebrating the sobriety that they've had over the years they've had it. It can also happen when someone has come through some major mental health issues and they're doing fine in their lives, and again, the people in their lives want to hold them back. maybe because they have a need to be needed. What I want to point out here is that just because someone had a label given to them by a psychiatric person or a mental health person doesn't mean that they always have to have those symptoms. It doesn't mean that they're always going to be ill. It really depends on the person and the work they're willing to do. So this is the point that I want you to understand. If you're in a relationship with somebody, I don't care if it's a partner, if it's a parent, a sibling, or old friend, you need to honor yourself by being true to who you are and living life based on your own values and those things that interest you the most. Because until we honor all of who we are, we end up killing a part of who we are. And sometimes it ends up in killing ourselves. I know, for a very sad example, one of my best childhood friends, Spence, he committed suicide at the age of 39. And I am quite certain it had a whole lot to do with the depression and not feeling accepted for who he was, instead of the smiling, seemingly happy person that he put out there as his persona. And whenever I think about him, it breaks my heart because he didn't need to die. He needed to claim his true identity and be okay with who he was and live from that perspective. And I know from his explaining to me that he knew ever since he was a very young kid that he was gay. He didn't look gay. He didn't have any of the mannerisms that one thinks of that some gay guys have. He was a really cute, really sweet, and loving individual, period. No one would have assumed he was gay if they didn't know him from the time he was a young kid. So this is a really, really important message that I have here for you today. Honor who you are. Live your life according to those things that rock your boat. Until you do that, you are denying a part of who you are. And as long as you're denying a part of who you are, you're not fully living your life. You're living what you think other people think that you should be. And that creates all sorts of angst. It can create a hole in your soul that gets filled in really destructive ways. It can create depression. It can create anxiety. It can create all kinds of health issues, normally the autoimmune issues, like rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, and other such illnesses. So you really want to take to heart who you are as a person, what you care about, what you believe in, and live from there, as long as it's safe and appropriate for you and the world at large. I know that when I was living a life where I thought it was all about the money, it was all about whatever I thought people needed to do to make that money, I was always in my future. I was never contented, I was never happy because I was always living in my future. And finally, I started to listen to myself and the things that actually really mattered to me. And it was a long journey to find hypnotism as my career path. But it was totally worth it because I was able to finally live my own life in a way that worked for me. I was able to let go of so much of the negative stuff that was happening in my world, in jobs that didn't work for me, in relating to people who didn't relate very well with me, and find other people that were a lot healthier and better for me to be around. And so I make the suggestion to you. If something feels off in your life, address it. It may seem really hard, and address it anyway. Because until you address it, you're never going to know the beauty that life can be. Feeling whole, complete, and in control of your own life. I'm still working on getting that training together for you, healers, holistic and allopathic. So please go over to the website, dawningvisions.com, and opt in so you can get the upcoming information as it comes out. That will be found at dawningisinvictorisions.com. As always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you had found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.